first chapter. Read a little bit here and then and tell you a little story, and then we're going to read a little bit more. Proverbs, the first chapter. Beginning in verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. All right, so we're talking wisdom, we're talking about accepting wise words of counsel. Several years ago when we lived in Denver, this will make Christy grin, I'm in the backyard and I'm chopping wood, right? I'm not a lumberjack, but I chop wood every once in a while, or I did back then. And it was really hard wood, and I'm chopping, and bits and pieces are flying everywhere. Christy comes out for whatever reason, watches me, says, need to put on safety goggles. I don't need safety goggles, right? So I keep chopping, and bits and pieces are flying everywhere. She comes back out again. You better put on safety goggles. Safety goggles, that's for wimps, right? I don't need safety goggles. And I'm chopping, and I promise you, I have one more chop to do. You already know where this story is going, right? One chop, I'm done. And I hit that last piece, and wouldn't you know it, a big old piece of that hardwood flew up, missed my eye about that much, and it cut me really deep. And the blood started to pour. Now, you know what my thought was? It's not, oh no, I'm bleeding a lot or I'm injured or whatever. What's my thought? Christy was right. Right? Now, my thought isn't, you know, let me get inside so she can help me out. My thought is, how can I hide this? Because I don't want her to know she's right. So I took my shirt off and I'm holding it. I mean, it is a lot of blood. And my shirt's starting to get sopped, and I'm just holding. I'm thinking, it's not going to stop. I need help, right? So kind of like a scolded puppy going to the house and you know, told her she was right and all that good stuff. Proverbs, second chapter. Verse 1, my son, if you receive words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Now, why is it sometimes we reject wisdom, knowledge, good advice? It's because many times we think we're right. Or we think maybe the other person isn't qualified to tell us, and I'm probably, that's in my mind. Chris has never chopped wood. She didn't tell me I need safety goggles, right? No, but sometimes common sense. You know, and if I would have just listened, right? And then sometimes when we don't listen to common sense or good advice and something goes bad, then we don't want to admit it, right? Well, you know, whatever, we'll rationalize, make some excuse. But in the end, if we would have just listened to the advice to begin with, that situation wouldn't have occurred. Now, I want you to think about, and then we'll offer the invitation here, think about the wisdom that God is offering us, okay? And, you know, it's not like just some guy giving us advice. He's the sovereign creator, right? Ever-present, all-knowing, all-powerful, right? Deity, knows you more than you know yourself, loves you more than anyone can ever even possibly love you, wants you to succeed more than anybody else ever. So what are you going to do with his advice, his wisdom, right? How are you going to respond to the words of God, right? And you're looking at what he's saying here, you know, be ready to receive his words and treasure them. Incline your ear to wisdom. Apply your heart to understanding. You know, wisdom is the application of knowledge. Right, so I need to find the knowledge of God to apply that. That's wisdom. So are we listening, right? Or are we going to wait until we're in a bad spot and try to hide it or whatever, or let pride go up and never admit we're wrong? So let's be people that seek the wisdom of God and truly want it and truly apply it, because it can only lead to good things. It can only lead to good things. This evening, if you've never obeyed the gospel, God is pleading with you, giving you his knowledge concerning your sin problem. He says your sin problem is answered one way, like we're talking about in class today, by the blood of Jesus. Right? He died for you. And he rose again. Right? And for you, you need to die to your sins, bury that old man of sin, rise to walk in newness of life. And that's what baptism is all about. Colossians 2:12, God's doing the work in there in baptism. You're submitting to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And you do that because you believe in him, you're willing to repent of your sins, confess him. If you haven't done that, tonight's the night. You might not get another chance. That's God speaking to you to take that wisdom before it's too late. Or if you've done that and you've fallen away for whatever reason, and it's something of a public matter, or you just want it brought before the church, let's do that, right? Let us show you the love of God, right? Take that wisdom before it's too late. If you have a need this evening, please don't hesitate. Let someone know as we stand, as we sing.